Well, The Bachelor kicked off on Wednesday with a bang. Certainly interesting viewing. For the first time ever, having a bachelorette who is willing to have both male and female and everything in between come out the limousine doors. Brooke, it must have been a long-awaited arrival on the red carpet and to be on the other side of it. Welcome.
Ah, hello, guys. Thank you for having me.
Morning. What was it like? No worries at all.
What was it like? Wow. I don't think there's enough words to sort of describe what my season was like this time around. Obviously, doing it twice over, I felt like I was going into it with a lot more experience, but I don't think I was still, you know, there's so much happening. And I think this is obviously like a very different role to where I've been before. I think the biggest word for me, like, to describe this season, it's just it would be amazing. Like, yeah, amazing to film, an amazing experience, nothing that I would ever regret. I absolutely loved this whole experience.
Now, this is, talking about your other experiences, with this one, I guess, is probably, you know, the one that's where it's really focused on you as the bachelorette. I think about, like, if I ever went on a reality TV show, I'd be worried about certain things that I've done in my past coming out. Did you ever have that worry of, like, oh, shit, I did this back then. I wonder if someone's going to say something about it.
I think with any of it, it's kind of like they do their research. They, you know, if anything's going to come out, like, it's going to come out. But I've never been an angel, but I've also never been that rebellious, and nothing bad has happened previously. You know, I've been pretty good, and I'm pretty honest, you know, like, if there was anything, I just brought it up, you know. But I think I've been really lucky. I live a very, very low-key life, and previously have in WA. And I had just moved to Melbourne. So, it was all kind of new.
What's the craziest rumor that you have heard about yourself, though? Like, I'm sure you both not the Daily Mail and you're like, what?
There's been quite a few. I can't even list them. I feel like there's just been, this year has probably been obviously the most that I've ever been in articles and sort of rumored and speculation. There was a rumor that I was in a love triangle with an AFL footballer and G Flip. That was quite
interesting one. Can I throw one at you? And obviously, after watching the show on Wednesday, we know who is in the cast. We know who your potential suitors are. But what would you have done if the honey badger Nick Cummins came out the limo and said, I'm back, and that was a big twist?
Oh, I think my heart would have sank and been like, what on earth are you doing here?
You had your chance. Get away from me. I'd jump back in that limo.
Would you have given him a second chance? Would he have got a rose the first time or gone within the first rose ceremony?
I honestly would just think that it would be a prank for the first 5 minutes. I thought I would think that it would be like some sort of joke. And I'd just be like, surely not.
Hey, babe, when it comes to, Angus, you could probably relate with this. I don't have a dog. I know you've got a dog, little Koba. I do follow him on Instagram and, beautiful. I actually live not too far away from actual Koba, the town. I wonder if that's where you got the dog's name from. But will Koba have a say in who you choose? Because we all know that dogs know how, you know, they can pick up on certain energies when it comes to meeting new people. Will Koba get a say in your, potential love match?
He will definitely make an appearance. He won't, he'll be kind of in and out, but he doesn't make an episode. But, you know, I feel like, definitely dogs do have a lot of, you know, a good intuition of people. But the thing with Koba is that he's just a bit of an attention seeker. So, you know, any attention he can get, he'll fall in love with that person. So he's not very helpful. I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
Now, Brooke, we heard at the announcement of you being the bachelorette that it was going to be a mix of genders, so it's 8 men, 8 women. But my question for you is, and then also we heard that you were happy for people to maybe seek relationships within the house. How does this year differ to Love Island then? And also, what would you do if you felt a really big connection with someone and then found out one of the other people was feeling a connection in the house? Would you feel a little bit like you're kicking yourself if you had opened up that opportunity for other people?
I think obviously having female and males definitely changes the dynamic of the show, which is the whole purpose of doing this, right? But, you know, I guess like how would you navigate if someone else was, you know, said that they were seeing someone else or had feelings for someone else? And then, you know, it's just about communication. Like it's just like normal dating. I know it's a reality TV show, but you've still got to navigate those conversations as you would if you were dating in the real world and the outside. Like, yeah, it's not anything different. And people are going to feel connections with other people, whether they want to explore it. That's just... It is what it is, and I can't control that. I can only control my reaction to it and whether I would still want to continue to pursue it or whether they want to continue to pursue a relationship with me. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What happens if you get to the point where, Angus, you know, if they say you really like a guy and you really like a girl, and then those two really like each other, would you consider... I guess like a bit of a throuble as well. Like, is that on the cards?
First a polyamorous in relationship. I've seen so many like you know, like headlines and articles and stuff. Like, oh, maybe she'll pick both at the end. But no, look, I can confirm that I only pick one, and I'm really happy. But I think also, you know, people are always gonna. This is so new for everyone. But the thing is, it shouldn't actually be so new. Like, you know, this is, people are in same-sex relationships. People are in hetero relationships. Yeah. It's nothing new. Like, it's just a different dynamic to the franchise, which is really exciting. It's a huge shift in the show, but also a huge shift for globally. I think, you know, the US. Have never done it, and I feel like this is huge for Australia to do. But also, like, you know, the whole basis of the Bachelor franchise is that the Bachelorette or the Bachelor fall in love, and can confirm extremely happy.
Nice.
Beautiful.
My last question for you, Brooke, is I'm friends with Matty J and had conversations with him about his two different seasons, one being with Georgia and then becoming the Bachelor himself. He said that he went into that second season like you are, with a different headspace because he knew about essentially a love bubble, that the world isn't real within the house, and then the existence of how your feelings really feel once you step out of it. Going in with that experience like you talked about, was your headspace a little bit different in that second season of knowing what to expect and also knowing maybe some red flags or things to look out for?
Absolutely. I think this time around you are the driver. So you're the one making decisions and choices and picking to, you know, for the dates. But I wanted to have a lot of input and I wanted to have a lot of say. And I think production definitely let me do that. I had ideas and stuff like that. They would let me throw them out. So that's
awesome.
You come with a bit more experience having done it twice over, obviously doing Bachelor and then Paradise. I think that helped me also really trust in the process and kind of really lean into it. As you can imagine, like, there's so much to it. And I think my first season of The Bachelor, it was such a whirlwind with like production, and it's so new to you. But this time around, it was like catching up with my friends, like hanging out with them every day. Like, production were, the crew were literally my friends. I saw them every day. You know, they've seen you in the first season. They watched me basically in the first season, and they were really supportive and really kind of were gunning for this for me as well, because they know me and they know my personality. So I think, I feel like Matty J, I agree with him. Like, you go in with a bit more. I think I was a bit more headstrong. I think I was a bit more determined this time.
Yeah. I just think when I think like behind the scenes of like the Bachelorette or Bachelor, I'm thinking the, you know, that Stan program, Unreal, where it was like behind the scenes, it was so like full on. Can you confirm that it's not like that?
It is so not like that. I think that is an extreme level. Obviously, that's a hugely like entertainment level of like really elaborating on what, you know, shooting reality TV shows like. Mm. And obviously it's very similar to The Bachelor. So but okay, sorry. But yeah, I'll so pretty much yeah, not so much like that, but you know, it's crazy when you're on a date and then you look around and there's like all this camera and crew around and you're like, oh, forgot that you were there for a sec.
Well, Brooke, we wish you all the best.
Sorry, guys, I'm back.
Yeah,
no worries, all good.
Thanks, Brooke. I'm looking forward to seeing who you pick at the end. And this season, The Bachelorette is surely going to be an interesting one. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, Angus. Thanks, guys, so much.
Bye.
See ya.
See you.
Bye.